Soybean Rust in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Experts with the University of Tennessee Extension have documented the presence of Asian soybean rust in Tennessee. Fortunately, the disease did not occur until the end of the growing season, when most soybeans are nearing maturity and many have already been harvested.
We pulled some leaves from the Milan experiment station, and we did find some rust on those leaves. It wasn't a whole lot, and it wasn't to the point that it was defoliating the leaves, but we could find it readily. But that's been the only county that we've been able to find rust. We've been looking in other counties, so it must not be widespread.
That was Dr. Melvin Newman, UT Extension plant pathologist. He says that even though the drought adversely affected the crop this year, it was also part of the reason why we weren't infected with the rust earlier.
I feel like the drought has really kept the rust back. We know that it is quite prevalent and half-breed in Arkansas, Mississippi. But for us, it did not damage our crop. Of course, the drought has really damaged our crop. It really doesn't impact next year very much, other than the fact that down south where kudzu does not freeze out, then rust will remain alive. But each year it has to be blown up into this area.
And even though the rust can't survive the winter here, Dr. Newman says it's just a flip of the coin and up to the weather as to when the wind will blow the rust back up into Tennessee next year. Prevention is the key, he says.
What the farmers need to do is always be on guard and ready to spray. And if they get in early enough, they can spray with fungicide and prevent the rust from spreading to a damaging level. Producers just need to stay in touch with their county agent, because those are the first people to know when we do have a rust coming our way.
And more information about soybean rust can be found at utcrops.com. Have a great day and join us Monday on the TRN.